tears or maybe sweat. That's what University of Utah Dr. Sankar Swaminathan says they now believe is responsible for the mysterious spread of the Zika virus here in Utah. He says to start with, the first patient had an unusually high concentration of the virus.
Very rare event to have such a severe illness that puts one in the hospital, and in this case led to death of the first patient.
They think it was that high level that potentially made it possible for the virus to jump from the first man to his son, possibly when that son touched his father's sweat or tears with his bare hands. Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.